Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, mainly this afternoon, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, we'll continue the chance of rain, mid-50s. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, rain showers likely overnight in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 39.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Universities across the Sunflower State making plans to reopen their campuses, although you can expect classes to look a little bit different. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, universities in the Sunflower State and across the country closed their campuses back in March and moved classes online. The Wichita Eagle reports state officials have now tasked the schools with setting their own reopening standards. Authorities in Wichita have arrested a man on suspicion of attempting to kidnap a 12-year-old girl. Wichita police said in a news release that the girl was walking alone Saturday afternoon when a man approached her and said she was coming with him. The girl screamed, pulled away, and ran to her grandmother's home. Police identified the man as 28-year-old Victor Lara Aguilera of Wichita. He's jailed on a $75,000 bond on suspicion of attempted kidnapping and possession of methamphetamine. Monday, Kansas News. On the Mid-America Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Authorities are investigating the death of a woman in a Wichita home as suspicious. KSN-TV reports that Police Sergeant Dan Binkley says officers found the woman unresponsive while conducting a welfare check at the home Sunday morning. She had experienced some type of trauma and was pronounced deceased at the scene. No one was in the home when officers arrived. The woman was believed to be in her 30s, her name not immediately released. Binkley said police were speaking with neighbors and the original calling party, as well as looking for anyone with information about the residence and its occupants. A top Republican legislator who worked with Democratic Governor Laura Kelly on a plan for expanding Medicaid in Kansas is not seeking re-election. Kansas Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning said Friday it's time for him to focus again on his wife and business. The Overland Park Republican is the retired CEO of an eye care and optical surgery company and was expected to have a tough re-election race this year. Jim Denning has been Senate Majority Leader since 2016. I'm Rick Everett with Monday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Health officials say the number of coronavirus cases in the state has now topped 8,000 and four more deaths related to COVID-19 were reported over the weekend. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says the number of cases in the state increased by 403 on Saturday to 8,234. The number of deaths related to the virus outbreak increased to 96. One person died after two vehicles collided east of Scotts Bluff over the weekend. The Scotts Bluff County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened around 9 o'clock Saturday morning on Highland Road, about 3.5 miles east of Scotts Bluff. The Sheriff's Office said an eastbound vehicle crossed the center line, collided with a westbound vehicle. One person died in the crash, another seriously injured, and taken to the Scotts Bluff Hospital. Officials didn't immediately release the names of the drivers involved in the crash. I'm Rick Averett, Monday, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke with department heads individually regarding office operations and proposed plans for reopening. The board had discussions regarding safety of both employees and patrons. Commissioners are considering one entrance only upon reopening, with that entrance monitored by someone taking temperatures and asking COVID-19 questions before allowing individuals to enter the building. The board is considering requiring face masks for patrons entering the courthouse. Board members will make lists of reopening procedures and will discuss plans going forward. No timeline has been established as yet, pending continuance of phased-in recommendations from the state. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaefer expressed concern with a $21,000 proposal for accountants to assist with preparation of the 2021 budget. Other commissioners concurred the cost was high, but then went forward with an approval on a 2-to-1 vote, with Kiekhaefer voting no, noting that few alternatives were available at this time, and the goal was to assist the treasurer and county clerk with training and et cetera for another year. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. Considerable discussion involved implementation of procedures going forward with reopening, as dictated by the state. At present, the courthouse remains closed to the public. The County Health and Emergency Management Directors were involved in the conversation. Nemahal County Commissioners also continued discussion regarding processes to be followed when the courthouse does open to the public again. Gage County Board of Supervisors met last week and approved a $74,000 trailer purchase for the Highway Department. Robert Tye of Wymore was appointed to a 4-year term on the Gage County Veterans Service Committee, succeeding Delmer Gertis. Richard Douglas was reappointed to the Blue River Area Agency on Aging Governing Board. Kansas Department of Revenue will start to reopen driver's license offices Tuesday, May 12. Only essential services will be conducted in reopened driver's license offices. These include drivers needing to transfer a license from another state, teen drivers receiving a license for the first time, drivers turning 21 or turning 50 years of age, applicants for a new state ID card, extensions on driver's license renewals and vehicle registrations announced previously remain in effect. To schedule an appointment, customers are asked to call their driver's license office. The Seneca office is among those statewide that will reopen by appointment only. Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville has lifted the temporary restrictions placed on elective surgeries, preventive medicine, and outpatient physician visits due to the COVID-19 virus. The decision follows release of Governor Kelly's plan to reopen the state. CMH will continue to follow all safety guidelines. All individuals entering hospital facilities, including team members, will continue to be screened for COVID-19 symptoms and will be asked to wear a cloth face mask. All care team members will wear personal protective equipment at all times while caring for patients. Visitors are still prohibited, with limited exception for support individuals. Social distances have been established in public spaces, and cleaning and disinfection of high-touch public surface areas will continue. Infectious patients will continue to be cared for in isolation away from non-infectious patients. CMH remains prepared to cease non-essential procedures in the event a surge or peak of COVID-19 develops in the area. Washington County Hospital is also starting to allow some elective procedures with some access restrictions. The main entrance remains locked, with access via the emergency entrance where individuals will be screened. The clinic has also started seeing patients with scheduling to allow adequate social distancing. Specialist appointments are still postponed. The fatality from a construction accident last week at the Rock Creek School in Pottawatomie County has been identified as 45-year-old Matthew Becker of Manhattan. He died after he was trapped in an excavation at the construction site Thursday morning. Ray Gaudy Dittmers, age 94, of Washington, passed away Monday. Private graveside service Tuesday at 2 from the Brethren Cemetery at Washington. The service will be broadcast live on the Ward Funeral Home Facebook page Tuesday at 2. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ray Gaudy Dittmers. Lowell H. Meyer, age 87, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Private service Wednesday, 10 a.m., Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Service will be broadcast on the Ward Funeral Home Facebook page. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Lowell Meyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, zucchini and tomatoes, and apricots. Tomorrow, ham, red skin potatoes, asparagus, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the weather for this Monday, we have an upper-level system that's going to move across the area, bringing us a chance of rain showers. This afternoon, we'll continue with rain showers for tonight and into tomorrow as a surface low-pressure system will continue to push off across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, pretty much bringing us chance of precipitation all the way through the end of the week. It looks like we could see a few rumbles of thunder Wednesday night into Thursday. Otherwise, we'll continue with cool temperatures, but we'll finally warm back up as we head into the middle of the week. So across that area, we're going to see rain showers, mainly this afternoon, cloudy skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, mid-50s. Tomorrow night into Wednesday, we'll continue with rain showers likely. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-May, 73, record high on this date, 90 in 2011. The average low, 52, the record low, 38, set in 2008. We were just 1 degree off that mark at 39 this morning. Sunset this evening, 8:32, sunrise in the morning at 6:13. 39 degrees this morning with a light north wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. A salute to the class of 2020 of Axtell High School from Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, Ag Partners Cooperative, the State Bank of Axtell, Blue Valley Telecommunication, Barry Bussing Construction, and Axtell Trust Manufacturing.
I'm Jason Tennant, the principal at Axtell Public School. I would like to congratulate the class of 2020 and wish them the best of luck with their future endeavors. They have overcame a lot of obstacles the past 2 months and have maintained a positive attitude, even though they have missed some final events. Congratulations to the seniors of 2020.
Axtell seniors include Derek Bussing, Quinn Bussing, Kinsey Feldkamp, J.J. Hart, Caleb Holthouse, Caitlin Lears, Taylor McClellan, reporting Corey Schmilsley, Simon Schmitz, Kevin Smith, Mark Werner, and Aaliyah Hazenkamp. A salute to the class of 2020 of Axtell High School from Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, Ag Partners Cooperative, the State Bank of Axtell, Blue Valley Telecommunication, Barry Bussing Construction, and Axtell Trust Manufacturing.
A new development in the future of baseball and a lawsuit filed against the NBA's recent number one pick. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Ahead of a meeting this week between baseball owners and players, we are learning more about a new study that tested for coronavirus antibodies among league employees. In partnership with Stanford University, the study revealed that 60 out of 5,700 employees tested positive for antibodies. But league sources tell ESPN's Jeff Passan the survey will likely have no bearing on baseball's ability to return. Fort Worth, Texas, Mayor Betsy Price is very optimistic her city will have the proper safety measures in place to host the PGA Tour's return with the Charles Schwab Challenge on June 11th. ESPN's Michael Collins.
Talking to the mayor of Betsy Price of Fort Worth, she also said that she was hoping that there are one or two big hotels that they'll be able to keep all the infrastructure of people that are going to come along with this event in.
Price also said it is unclear whether players, caddies, and tournament personnel would be tested more than once. This is ABC Sports. Attorneys representing Zion Williamson's former marketing agent have asked the New Orleans Pelicans star to admit that his mother and stepfather demanded and received gifts and economic benefits from Nike representatives in exchange for Williamson's commitment to play at Duke. Gina Ford alleges Williamson breached his five-year contract with Prime Sports and is seeking $100 million in punitive damages. A judge in North Carolina denied Ford's motion to dismiss a countersuit filed by Williamson, which claimed the original contract he signed was in violation of the state's Uniform Athlete Agents Act. President Trump congratulated the UFC on hosting the first pro sporting event in the United States post-coronavirus shutdown. The president's message?
Let's play. You do the social distancing and whatever else you have to do. But we need sports. We want our sports back.
The pay-per-view event was held in Jacksonville, Florida, without fans. The UFC has two more fight cards scheduled this week. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Got your tax return? Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Well, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. We're online at HoneymanAuto.com, home of quality and value.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Recently released data from the U.S. court system shows that farm bankruptcies increased 23% year-to-year. An American Farm Bureau Market Intel report shows a total of 627 filings took place in a 12-month period that ended in March. That makes five straight years of Chapter 12 bankruptcy increases, including a faster rate of filings since January. Wisconsin, the hardest hit, with 78 filings during those 12-month period. Nebraska next with 41. Iowa was third with 37. More than 50% of the Chapter 12 filings took place in the 13 states making up the Midwest, 19% in the Southeast. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said each bankruptcy represents a farm in America struggling to survive or going under, which is heartbreaking and alarming. He said even more concerning, the difficulty in staying afloat made worse by the pandemic and related shutdowns. Farmers are left with fewer markets for their products and lower prices for the products that they do sell. More bankruptcies are expected as the pandemic continues, as a change in U.S. unemployment is projected to reach over 14% in the second and third quarter. A decline in off-farm income will hurt small, medium-sized farms that often rely on off-farm incomes to support their bottom line. A couple dozen senators have sent a letter to the EPA calling on the Trump administration to reject calls to alter or get rid of the renewable fuel standard. The letter says it's nothing but an oil industry-backed effort to get rid of biofuels. The senators wrote that waiving the RFS would exacerbate the effects experienced by the biofuel sector as a result of COVID-19, causing far-reaching detrimental impacts on employment, farmers, food security, fuel prices, and the environment. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Monday morning. Sam Speck with your latest Ag News here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Agriculture rescue needs in any new COVID-19 congressional aid package are huge, well more than help already provided. Ag losses already in the billions are growing by the day, from meat plant shutdowns and retooling costs to livestock losses to crop and dairy losses in mountains of unsold and destroyed product. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says even the good news isn't that good.
We are just now starting to see some states reopen, and obviously that's going to be in a limited capacity, particularly on the restaurant side. So we are taking stock on all the different asks and estimations by different segments of the industry, but then also looking long-term on what we expect in demand, and hopefully I'll have a number soon, but we're talking billions of dollars of impact for producers.
Walmsley says some in Congress aren't waiting, introducing aid packages now.
One that would be a $50 billion COVID-19 aid to the Secretary's office to get out to producers. We've also seen discussion and a bill introduced to replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation's authority up to $68 billion. So those are the things that are kind of getting kicked around, along with a lot of talk on how we can be of assistance when it comes to food aid, of getting resources to food banks.
Says the current $19 billion USDA aid package came with huge strings attached.
The Secretary indicated that they readjusted those. We're not sure what those exactly will look like. That rule, the CFAP rule, is that OMB. We hope to see details here soon. But I believe in this next package, when you look legislatively, that's why we're going to need additional resources, just because the costs are so high.
Walmsley says producer payments from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program are still on schedule to start going out at the end of the month. Sam Spack with your Mid-America Ag Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Agriculture, of course. Last week was a weather milestone across the Midwest. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I would imagine Mother Nature gets quite a kick out of us humans trying to guess when she is going to give us certain types of weather. As we know, she tends to do what she wants to do. But at least it's entertaining, I guess, if nothing else, for us to try to guess when certain milestones are going to be achieved. Last Tuesday, May 5th, in Illinois, was a milestone when it comes to frost. Of course, that date varies depending upon what part of the country you're in. But Jim Fizell, our gardening guru, says it was a big day.
That's what we call the frost-free date. And that it's kind of a guideline. And actually, it doesn't mean we couldn't have a frost after that. It means that that is the average date of the last frost in this area, which means that we have a 50% chance that we're going to have a frost after that. The latest date of last frost, after which we just don't have frost, is May 30. So we're a few weeks away from that. Anyway, there are some other things that people use as guidelines as far as when to plant. Our old-time farmers here planted by the moon, and they considered other guidelines as well. They said that you had to wait until the full moon in May for it to be safe to put out tomatoes. Well, the full moon in May this year is May 7th, so it's pretty early, not much after the average date of last frost. So if you plan the way our farmers around here did, that would be a good chance. Another thing that they looked at was how the plant material is growing. Now, we've had a slow season in some ways. The temperatures have been rather cool, which is nice as far as flowers are concerned. They lasted a long time. We haven't had any storms to knock them down to speak of. some of our farmers always looked at the catalpa trees. Now, this tends to be a southern variety which grows in this area, and they said, don't plant tomatoes until catalpa leaves are the size of your hand. Well, how big are the catalpa leaves right now? I can look out my window at a catalpa tree here at my office. There aren't any leaves on it. It's a little bit early, so we've had some cool weather. Degree days, and I get the report every week on that, we're still 20 to 30 percent behind on our accumulated degree days. So it has been cool. But don't rush to plant tender things because we could still have frost and the ground is pretty wet. The important thing to remember is you don't want to work the soil when it's still too wet. Don't rush. We have plenty of time.
Gardening guru Jim Fazell, who will be back with us tomorrow. Back after this.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 39 degrees, just 1 degree off a record low for this date as chilly temperatures continue with highs only around 50 on tap today. Middle 50s tomorrow, then more seasonal highs by Wednesday into Thursday.
Good morning, Dennis and Rakes from Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales Company, Beatrice, Nebraska. Hey, it's a Monday, and we are ready for a great cattle sale here today. We will be starting at 10 o'clock this morning. In those markets last week, those finished steers and heifers finished at that 112 to 115. Certainly kind of nice music in the ears and a carcass of 150. So let's hope that continues again this week. Here today with a 10 o'clock start at high noon into the hay department, guys, and certainly a lot of good hay. In the small squares, there is 50 alfalfa second cut along with 25 brome in the small squares. In the big round alfalfa department and brome and prairie, we've got a lot of good, very good hay. There is 20 round alfalfa, third cut, 22 protein, 160 RFV. Those bales weigh 1371. Round alfalfa, 26, third cut and weigh 660. Round alfalfa, 6, second cut. There is another set of 20 round alfalfa, fourth cutting. In the square prairie, kind of unusual, but excellent. Hey, there's 10. They are 2 by 3 by 8 foot square bales, extremely good prairie. In the round brome, there's 40. They weigh 1650, very nice stuff. In the round prairie, 11 that weigh 1840. In the round prairie, there's 20. They weigh 1600. In the round prairie, there's 8 and they weigh 1500. So all the hay is at 12 o'clock noon at Beatrice 77 Livestock. In the cattle here today, starting with the whips at 10 o'clock this morning at high noon, we'll get into the baby calves. There's 7 black, char, red, white face bottled calves. They're going to be 4 to 6 days old. There's 2 calves that are born in that March 5th, March 8th area. Excellent calves coming off the cow gas. So if you need baby calves, be here at 12 o'clock noon. In the cow-calf division, there's 5 red first calf families, calves are 30 days old. Cows and calves are ready for grass. They're the Sutton cattle guys. So 5 red first calf families. In the bred cow department, there's going to be about 10 head here today. Dr. Tony Hawkins we'll pull a pretty good amount on those, and they will also sell at 12 o'clock noon. In the feeder cattle, here we go. 60 black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 600 to 735. Charanga steer and heifers are going to weigh 750 to 850. 21 black heifers, they are going to be weighing 600. 12 black and red steer and heifers, 625. 22 black and red all steers, they weigh 600 to 700. 30 black white face, red white face steer and heifers are going to weigh 600 to 800. Out of Fairmont, 16 black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 450 to 500. 10 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 550. 6 black baldy steer and heifers, 550 to 650. 17 black bull and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. And out of Summerfield, 30 black white face, red white face, they'll be all steers. They're going to weigh in that 750 pounds. So a nice sale here today. Certainly give us a call if we can help you. Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net. Good morning, Dennis and Rakes.
Have you determined whether your tomatoes are determinate or indeterminate? It makes a difference. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between